There are three major issues within the hospital at present. The first primary issue is the infection control issue with a diarrhea and vomiting bug, presumed to be norovirus, affecting the elective orthopaedic ward. That's affected a significant number of people. It happened suddenly over the weekend, and as a result of that, we had to close that ward to new patients and to ongoing care. As well as that, we have an ongoing difficulty with nurse staffing levels. We have 3,000 nurses, and we are currently 100 nurses short, and that adds pressure to maintain normal complement of beds. As a result, we had to reduce some beds to ensure safety of patients. That means we have to cease elective care for a short period of time to ensure that there are beds available for those who are acutely sick coming in through casualty.
And is there enough preparedness to deal with something like this? And I know you have pointed to staffing issues, but norovirus would not be uncommon in hospitals.
Yeah.
This reaction, could we be planning better is really what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair comment. The planning could have been better if we had the resources and the facilities. Currently, our hospital runs at 100% occupancy, with additional beds down due to staff shortages and some beds occupied by patients who cannot go back to home or to community facilities. It means that there is no resilience in the service. So when a ward is closed, it means that we have to free up other space to allow patients coming in from casualty. We receive about 70 patients who are acutely sick, you know, heart attacks, mm-hmm. strokes, acute abdomens every day, and we have to have those space for those patients who need emergency treatment.
Mm.
And it's a symptom of a service that is stretched to the limit, where three pressures happening at once just means that we cannot address the immediate issue without downturning of non-elective surgery.
Yeah, we'd be familiar with the situation of staff shortages in Donegal, of course. Why is there staff shortages? Is it a recruitment issue, or is it a financing of nurses issue?
It is not a financing issue. It's multifactorial. We've grown our nursing complement much to a greater level, but we have not grown the supply. So the nurses come out from university. It's still a steady state number. We've gone to international recruitment to the Philippines, to India, to Italy, with some success, but not in the numbers that we would like. We're also a distance from the major centre of population, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it's the same
yeah.
in Letterkenny. So it's hard to recruit, and we will have to grow our own staff, and part of the solution may be that we increase nursing numbers or we promote in-house training.
And we have to improve conditions to ensure those newly qualified nurses stay here rather than travel abroad for work, and us at the same time then trying to recruit from abroad. It's a peculiar situation.
Yeah, I think we're duty bound to make sure that the area is attractive, the jobs are attractive, there's development for the nurses, and it's a place they want to be. And unfortunately, when there is a shortage, it's a buyer's market, and we're not always perceived to be the most attractive area for employment.
So for people availing of the hospital services or planning to, is it a case, well, what is the advice you're giving, you know, obviously to contain the norovirus in the first instance in terms of visiting yeah. and that type of thing, doctor?
Yeah. When people are visiting the hospital, we would ask them to adhere to the hospital policies. When they're visiting, only visit one patient. Don't go wandering around the hospital. Do not sit on the bed. Make sure you adhere to hand hygiene and make your visits brief. Most important, if somebody's visiting the hospital and they feel at all unwell, for any reason, please do not visit. Other issues, all patients whose services and surgery has been delayed will be informed, and an alternative date will be given to them.
Okay, and obviously, you know, it's how long is a piece of string situation, but do you have sort of an estimate as when you would hope things would return to normal, as much as in your control?
With the infection control issue, we have no new cases at present, and we would like to think that we can get through this over the weekend and the first few days of next week, and things will be back to normal in the orthopaedic ward. The staff shortages yeah. will be slightly longer.